Nest egg. Logging in to check the pie graph of one's 401k, boring, miserly pastime of the 21st century. No lovely clunk of a gold doubloon, just Scrooge and his TIAA-CREF password. Just Scrooge McDuck and his new bird body. My first time in Georgia, it was August, and I was aghast at the snow floating in the blue sky. Hide your eyes, McDuck, each time we find ourselves driving in the wake of a chicken truck. Point is, most miracles can be pinned on other people, amassing money and offshore accounts. Once I saw rocks slide up on the bank as the surf crashed in, true phenomenon of phosphorescent plankton. Once the power went out in a packed stadium and the ring of stands fired up with that exact blue-white plankton light from flipped-open flip phones. From above, there must have been one shining eye in the pitch black of the rest of Dakar. The pie graph is a joke. It shows only what you have now, as if that's enough to illuminate enough of a patch of the quiet dark of the future. Ah, Scrooge, I know the balm of a tall stack of coins. I, like you, have a nest of fear. I like you best as a bird. I read how domestic ducks neglect their eggs, which must be electrically incubated. Warm bulb which nursed current from the wall socket to make you take form, made you take all the currency and hold it to the light to see if it could be changed from coin to mirror, from mirror to periscope to peer into the unknown. Ah, Scrooge, it feels like it works, doesn't it? You were the first duck to dip your spats into an Olympic pool of money, even as you dove, even as the children rubbed in disbelief their fists across the dollar signs in their eyes, someone watched the scales shift, felt the digits of the budget loosen their chokehold.